This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel officials said Monday Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu disbanded his war cabinet Monday, a decision that was expected after former General Benny Gantz, a centrist, left the group last week. Gantz joined Netanyahu's unity government in October at the start of the war and demanded the formation of the cabinet as a prerequisite for him joining Netanyahu's government. Correspondent Linda Gradstein spoke with VOA's Flashpoint Global Crisis Program about the dissolving of the war cabinet and how it might affect Israel's execution of its war in Gaza.
Well, it means that the decisions about the war will no longer be in this smaller forum of the war cabinet, which Benny Gantz and Gadi Eisenkot, the two former chiefs of staff who pulled out of the government last week, were part of. And at least from all of the reports, they had a somewhat moderating influence on some of the decisions, at least. Netanyahu's extremist partners, Itamar Ben-Gvir and Bezalel Smotrich, could for now perhaps have more influence. Israeli officials said that the decisions will be made, Netanyahu and the defense minister, Yoav Gallant, and then will be taken to the security cabinet where Ben-Gvir and Smotrich do have seats.
Reports from Lebanon Monday said an Israeli drone strike hit a car, killing a member of the Hezbollah militant group. Hezbollah has not claimed any attack on northern Israel since Saturday night. The ongoing fighting has raised concerns tensions could escalate into a full-blown war between the two countries. Speaking to reporters Monday, Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer said Hezbollah attacks on Israel have been constant since the start of the war.
Hezbollah has fired over 5,000 rockets, anti-tank missiles, and explosive UAVs from Lebanon at Israeli families, homes, and communities. I remind you that there is no territorial dispute between Lebanon and Israel.